From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Obama has signed a bill that would give Pakistan $7.5 billion in non-military aid over the next 5 years. The legislation has sparked a debate in Pakistan, with some worried that there are too many strings attached. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
The signing came after Obama administration officials and lawmakers tried to reassure Pakistan's foreign minister that the goal of the aid package is not to impinge on Pakistan's sovereignty, but to give a vote of confidence in the Pakistani government and its people. The foreign minister said that he was optimistic that the assurances he received should calm a debate that has been raging in his country about whether the U.S. is trying to use the aid to micromanage counterterrorism efforts. The signing came on a deadly day for Pakistan. A State Department spokesman expressed sympathies for the victims of 5 new attacks, which he said were a reminder that extremism still poses a threat to the people of Pakistan. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Thursday's militant attacks in Pakistan included coordinated attacks on 3 law enforcement facilities in the eastern city of Lahore. Car bombs exploded in 2 other cities, and all more than 36 people were killed. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says insurance companies may not like what lawmakers put in the final health care bill, but she says the case is growing stronger to include a public health insurance option. NPR's Carol Van Dam has more.
Speaker Pelosi says recent attacks on overhaul legislation from the industry should dispel any doubts about the need to allow the government to sell health insurance in competition with private insurance carriers.
When you think of the campaign that has been launched against the public option by the insurance company, because they can't take the competition. They just can't take the competition. And that the public option should still be in the 60s and well over 50%, it's quite remarkable.
Pelosi made the argument for a public option in her weekly news conference as lawmakers in both chambers work on finalizing legislation that could extend coverage to millions of uninsured Americans. It remains unclear whether the Senate version will include the government option. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.
A 6-year-old Colorado boy who was feared to have floated away in a homemade balloon was apparently hiding in his family's garage. The scare sparked a frantic effort to bring the balloon down safely. It was covered by news organizations worldwide. After Falconhini was discovered, the boy said he hid in the attic after his dad got mad at him for getting inside a compartment.
I was in the attic and he scared me because he yelled at me. That's why I went in the attic.
Questions have been raised about whether this was a family stunt, but Falconhini's father denies that, and the local sheriff said there is no evidence of a hoax. Stocks ended modestly higher today. The Dow closed up 47 points, and NASDAQ gained a point. This is NPR News. President Obama is in San Francisco after spending a few hours today in New Orleans. During a town hall meeting there, he defended his administration against complaints that federal help in recovering from Hurricane Katrina has not improved much since he took office. Mr. Obama said his administration is working to eliminate bureaucracy.
The challenges we face, both here on the Gulf Coast and throughout America, they're big, they're complex challenges. They don't lend themselves to easy answers or quick fixes. Meeting them requires diligence and perseverance and patience.
The president said his administration will not forget the Gulf Coast. It was his first visit to New Orleans since he became president, but the 6th since Hurricane Katrina struck. Country superstar Garth Brooks is coming out of retirement. He'll perform a string of shows in Las Vegas later this year. From member station WPLN in Nashville, Blake Farmer reports.
It's been more than 10 years since Garth Brooks' last world tour. He left the music business to spend time with his 3 daughters. Now that they're mostly grown, he says he'll do some weekend shows in Las Vegas starting December 11th. Brooks announced the concerts at the Wynn Hotel's Encore Theater.
I don't want to see this on YouTube. The story is within these walls. And I want the people that come here to leave with something special. So each night cannot be scripted.
Brooks is still one of the best-selling solo artists of all time, with 128 million albums sold. With a 13-year-old daughter still at home, Brooks says he won't record a new album or go on tour for several years. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.
And I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.